Hey, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man, and you're listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. So, as the situation begins to come to a head, as all the facts reveal themselves, it seems that Jussie Smollett, self-aggrandizing actor, B-list celebrity, maybe even C-list, has boosted himself into the spotlight, and not in a positive way, by orchestrating a hate crime. And not just orchestrating it, but taking it to its fullest extreme. Going on TV, doubling down on his statements, not even really answering the questions that people had about it. Not fully going into the situation that seemed implausible on its face. It seemed ridiculous as you begin to rattle around the premise in your mind. Why would a gay black man be out in the middle of the night going to Subway to get a sandwich? Not just any black man, but a celebrity. Not to say that celebrities don't go and get their own food, but it just seemed risky and silly, especially since it was in the middle of a very cold stretch of days in Chicago. Also in a neighborhood that's fully or mostly gay and partly black. This guy says that two white gentlemen wearing MAGA hats attacked him, beat him, tied a rope around his neck, and suddenly fled. He said he did fight back, but there was only a scratch above his eye. And many people aren't like me, where I immediately thought that it was probably a hoax. And this is where the media completely overplayed their hand and made this into something that it shouldn't have been. A grand spectacle of astronomical proportions. And I don't even like to talk about this. I didn't even want to say anything, to be honest. I kept quiet because I wanted all of the information to come through. But it's even more ridiculous than I thought. As we go through the information that he's giving us, it seems that he created a letter or wrote some type of hate mail to himself that was addressed to his production crew or production company where he was filming his show. Since it didn't get enough time, or since they didn't really care about it as much as he thought they would, he decided a week later to orchestrate this event along with or orchestrate these events along with some of his castmates or extras, two Nigerian gentlemen or Nigerian American gentlemen. It seems that they actually helped him not only create the letters, but they were the ones that actually hurt him in this crime. or they were supposed to hurt him. The fatal flaw in his plan was that the camera was not facing the correct direction toward the incident. So everything happened there, but nobody could see it. And I hate to think how the situation would have played out if they were able to actually pull up that video. I don't think we'd be here now. But after getting the FBI involved, after sending a subpoena for his phone records, I think the nail in the coffin came when he actually sent them redacted records. He sent the police redacted records. And since they had already had his records, all they had to do was look at the ones he gave them where the numbers were redacted and the actual numbers, and know exactly who to contact, who the numbers belong to. Lo and behold, it is traced back to those Empire extras, the Nigerian brothers. So here's my conclusion with this. There's been a slew of hoax hate crimes across America. And sorry, there's nobody in a MAGA hat attacking anyone. I would be hard pressed to find anybody attacking someone in a so-called hate crime wearing a MAGA hat. I'm really gonna test people on that. I just don't see it happening. Not just because I'm not an antagonist to Trump's administration, but just because I don't think this is the type of America that Jussie Smollett wants it to be. I just don't think that there are going to be white guys beating up black men in the middle of the night yelling, "This is MAGA country," and throwing a noose around their neck. Just don't think it's going to happen. Not only that, I think we're better than that. I think we've come quite far in the last 50, 60 years to where those type of things are few and far between. Those type of things don't happen readily. So, that being said, the reason why Jussie had to do this was because he needed to gather enough attention to himself, to promote himself, to boost himself in the limelight, and get that much more credibility, that much more fame. And ironically, he reached for fame and he got infamy instead. Now he's going to likely be charged with a class 4 felony for falsifying a police report and maybe other things as well. Could even be charged with mail fraud. So sad. I feel bad for him because, you know, he ruined his life for something that, for a belief that was false. This is why I say, don't call racism until you know it's racism. Until you're very sure. Don't be rushed to judge people just because of something they say or do or claim. Wait for the evidence and facts first and then go from there. We are in a situation in this country where we think we travel back in time, but what we have done is we've uncovered a nest of snakes that are intent upon making money off of the racial tensions in America. People like the SPLC and other organizations that constantly stoke these flames of hatred, throwing more wood on the fire. Now they're going to have to add bodies. Because if the fires can't burn with the wood, they'll have to sacrifice somebody. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that they're so eager to see blood, to see white devils, true devils, to see the white boogeyman, and that in their mind, they would do anything to make it happen. What they fail to realize is that the boogeyman is in the mirror. We are all our own devils. We don't need to look outside of ourselves for anything. Thank you for listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. You can find links to more content on irregularman.com. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, my handle is @manirregular. Talk to you again soon. Peace.